Hi, everyone. Welcome back. It's great to be with you, and thanks for joining me for another episode of the podcast. Super psyched to get back to the interview format today, and we're going to chat about sleep. I know this is such a huge issue for so many people, and we get so many questions about sleep in our community and with the people that we work with that it's great to get back to this topic again. To that end, we interview today Jack Del Accio, who is a certified sleep coach and the CEO and founder of Essentia, which is a mattress company that just so happens, this is not a sponsored podcast, but just so happens that all my family sleeps on Essentia and has for about 10 years. So when Jack reached out and we got to chatting and figured that this would be a great show to do, I was super psyched because these are the products that I use to sleep on. Jack has been focused on analyzing sleep for over 20 years. One of the things that's of the highest importance to Jack is the impact of restorative sleep in terms of recovery from disease, prevention of disease, longevity, and performance. He actually started out making mattresses to help people with cancer. Jack has worked with some of the world's top athletes to optimize their recovery and performance throughout the years. He has worked directly with health gurus, professional athletes, and teams from the NBA, NFL, MLS, and over 25% of active NHL players on creating healthy sleep performance. Essentia's organic mattresses, we will discuss what that is, has been recognized by several internationally renowned organizations, including Mayo Clinic. Essentia has been named the number one foam mattress by Consumer Reports for seven consecutive years. And so this is something that I use, and I wanted to share that with you. Not a sponsored post, but super thrilled to be able to talk to you about one of the core strategies of how to get a great night's sleep, which is to have a good mattress. And I know that for a lot of people, mattresses are expensive. Actually, they're expensive for everybody. And this is a major investment, but you'll have it for 10 years plus. So when you think about it in terms of like a dollars per night investment, it completely changes the game. And the things that Jack and I are going to talk about will hopefully help you to justify that investment. All right, here we go. Let's dive into this conversation all about sleep with certified sleep coach and CEO and founder of Essentia, Jack Del Accio. Jack, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Dr. I really appreciate having the opportunity to be on here with you.
So give us a little bit of the background and the origin story, just for people that aren't familiar with you, and then we can take it from there. I'm on, by the way, in the intro, I mentioned that obviously you're the creator of Essentia Mattresses. My entire family is on Essentia Mattresses. This is not a sponsored podcast, but we have a brand alignment. I use all of your stuff, so I'm super thrilled to have you on the show and just love to hear a little bit more about your background and how you got the company started.
Sure. I mean, for me, this dates back 23 years. Company's 19 years old, but 23 years ago is when my path was redirected for what I was already doing. I was kind of always been raised in this entrepreneurial world. So my curiosity usually end up taking a business path. And 23 years ago, I had some people in the family who were ill, going through cancer and trying to figure out not only the path to healing, but the path to tolerating it and be able to handle some of the pain and that they had to go through. And during those times, I was learning a whole lot about the importance of a clean home, clean environment, and clean sleep environment. And my family does have a history in latex foam. So there was a kind of an understanding of the flexible foams and what goes into mattresses. And so I took the direction of understanding why we're not all using organic foams and the problems with organic foams and those challenges, and basically hit the labs and started working on different formulations to try to make a pressure redistributing organic foam. And that was it was driven by trying to understand products that can help people who were facing maybe their largest challenge. But that was just the infancy of the company. That's when I started in 2006. Initially, we were really a resource to people who were either going through cancer in remission, but our path evolved from there. Then it was people wanted us for prevention purposes. And then it was just a lifestyle. People were looking for organic lifestyle. But I never took off my research and development hat. I've always been driven to that. I still continue working on formula. I still continue working on new iterations, and I'm always thinking how to make it better. What's next? I'm not the business guy who's looking at the industry and seeing how to navigate. I really just so self-centered in our product and how to make our product better, whether the industry is ready for it or not. I'm just really focused on the wellness. By 2009, I've patented Essentia Formula and Core, which not only was the organic core that I had originally developed, but now it was understanding how to improve deep sleep, longer sleep cycles, but truly relevant sleep, not the light cycles. And by 2012, people started noticing. 2012 is when we had our pro athletes notice, and a lot of the strength and conditioning coaches, medical staffs of teams started reaching out and wanted to understand the technology, wanted to go through some evaluations. And it's been a ride since then. It's been interesting because we love helping people, which is still a really important part of our user base, are people with going through their life challenges, but also just general people who are trying to be champions in their own world. People who want to achieve high goals, whether it's be in business, in their personal levels, just being your best every single day. And the athletes were really incredible kind of audience to work with. Similar to my first audience who were ill and really felt a lot of pain and were able to communicate what they were feeling, the athletes took it to a different level because they weren't distracted by some of the ailments that they were going through. They were really focused on how their body feels after practice, after training, after injury, and learned a lot from them and was able to continue to develop Essentia to what it is today.
Amazing story. I also got involved with the brand around 2012, and it was through my work with athletes at the time that led me to exploring what's the best mattress. I found you guys, put a bunch of the athletes I was working with on them, ended up over time getting them for every single member of my family. My only beef with you guys is that you stopped with the ergonomic pillows, the one with the extra support around my neck, because I broke my neck. And so I have four of them. They're now in hiding so that I can use those for the rest of my life. Maybe we can work on that together, getting the ergonomic pillow back. But talk to me a little bit about what are the differences between different types of mattresses. Sleep is a massive issue for this community. Whenever I post anything on sleep, it is by far the most engaged information. So, because everyone listening is probably on a whole bunch of different mattresses. So what are our options, and orient us to why this is so important?
We realized early on, it's the game changer. It's the one thing in your life that's the most impactful in how you will perform and your wellness. It's passive, you know, so unfortunately doesn't get the credit it deserves because you don't hit to a gym to get your sleep, but this is something that you can do passively. It's lights out and you go to sleep. However, everything you do in your day will only be as good as how well you've slept. And if we really didn't need it, we'd have a pill to stay awake 24/7. But it's so critical. And then it's not just hours. I know we like to generalize things that you need 7 to 9 hours of sleep or 8 hours of sleep, but it's really not the same for every individual. It's how much REM and deep sleep that you log. And we've been obsessed with this probably since around 2012, 2013, where 2009, we really focused on so many things, but we've obsessed with it, you know, in the last 10 years or so, just because we realize that that's what moves the needle, is really getting increased REM, increased deep. And we have athletes who would, you know, struggle with getting even close to 6 or 7 hours of sleep. They'd only get 5 hours of sleep. But if we were able to get them to up to about 5.5 hours of sleep, but they logged in 3 hours of REM and deep, I mean, they're as good as new. They've recharged, they're recovered, and they're ready to take on the next day. It really is something that helps prevent everything you can imagine. It sounds like a blanket statement, but proper sleep helps for Alzheimer prevention, helps for both body and mind, happiness. It touches everything, because everything that's happening in the body is correcting itself during sleep at night. Whether it be your mind, where your glymphatic system is really clearing up all the waste and helps with memory, helps with storage. And all these things help for your mind and spirit to take on your days. I mean, I could ramble for hours about the importance of sleep and really want to pass on. It's so important. Differences between mattresses is, in most cases, you always have to compromise. And that's what we've been so focused on, is making an uncompromising product that really gives you everything you need. But we've kind of identified what I call them stimulants that obstruct sleep. And the most obvious ones are outside of the bed. light, sound. You know, obviously, these are things that you can see and they keep you awake. But what we focus on is what you can't really notice, the VOCs in the room. So your indoor air quality. And most people don't realize that the highest concentration of toxins in a bedroom comes from a mattress. So there's nothing else in that room that is emitting as much toxins as a mattress, because they're typically made with chemicals and fire barrier chemicals. And what's been popular over the last 10 years have been, because people have the complaint of sleeping hot in these foam mattresses. Well, now they've added a chemical, which are phase-changing chemicals, to help cool you down. It's a chemical reaction happening. You're adding to the cocktails of off-gassing that's coming out of that mattress. So we focus on not using any of those. Focus on being organic. But just being organic is not good enough. You need pain relief. You need pressure redistribution. You need posture support. You need thermal regulation. So I'm rambling a little bit, but when you get into thermal regulation, it's not just about dropping the temperature of your room. It's about your body dropping in temperature, you know, kind of actively while you sleep. We have this inner clock in us, right? We all have it. And it's sort of wraps around the circadian rhythm, daytime, nighttime. Prehistorically, our bodies are designed that we wake up to light and heat, and we sleep to darkness and cold. And that's the kind of the combination. If the temperature, if your body temperature is dropping throughout the night, you're allowing it to get into deeper sleep and stay longer in these deeper sleep cycles. And the opposite happens. If you're heating up, your body tends to think that it's time to wake up. So those are all the different types of stimulants that we really focus on, amongst others. We've identified 7 different stimulants, from pressure relief and pressure distribution, posture support, posture alignment, EMFs, which basically are the waves. Again, something you can't see. There's so much that you can't see that interrupts your sleep, but EMFs are signals and waves that are coming from cell phones and cell phone towers and downloads and streaming. And I'm not a person I've embraced technology. So how do we move forward with technology and mitigate those damages, rather than saying, hey, I'm not going to embrace technology at all. We're not going to live without our cell phones. We're not going to live without streaming. We've been able to identify that through dark field microscopy, we've identified that your blood cells behave erratically in the presence of cell phone downloads and all the 3G, 4G, 5G. That erratic behavior of cell phone, we believe, because it's erratic and it's clumping them together, it's not allowing oxygen to flow as freely through your blood cells. What we've been able to do is, through our latest iteration, the last 2 years, all of the Essentia mattresses basically have a new formula, which has our quartz technology in it. And the quartz stores memory, and it maintains an organic low-level frequency, which prevents all of these EMFs. While you can still use your phone, it comes in at an organic wave rather than an erratic wave. And we've been able to identify that you no longer get that blood activity, that erratic blood activity, while using technology. So that's how we really get into such small, but really important details on expanding sleep. 2 years ago, we ran a study with 75 pro athletes, and it was a long study. It was a 10-week study, and we really, obviously, double blind, so no one knew what they were sleeping on. We were able to identify that we were able to improve and increase REM sleep and deep sleep by as little as 20% and as much as 60% over that 10-week period. And everyone was immediately improving their results over everyone that had the non-essential mattresses. It's real, and it's pretty incredible results, actually.
That's a lot, and I'm fascinated. I'm going to have to dig into some of the things that you mentioned, because I'm unfamiliar with them, but I would love to go back a little bit and talk about volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, mm-hmm. and off-gassing, and why, because people often probably don't think about, I need an organic mattress, or an organic mattress would benefit me. Like, why is that a factor? What are VOCs? What is off-gassing? And why could we potentially move in this different direction when it comes to what we're sleeping on?
So this was basically at the core of Essentia, and realizing early on that this is something, was one of the key stimulants that keep people from getting into deep sleep and REM sleep, or at least not logging in as much time as they should. So what VOCs are the chemical compounds that are in most mattresses, whether you find them in the polyurethane foam, which contain formaldehydes and benzene and every type of petroleum-based component that you can imagine, or it's in the FR, which is the fire rating requirements. So there's so many chemicals in there, either on the textile or on the foam themselves, so that they won't spread fires. And that's a law that is required to have, mostly in the United States, but also in Canada and around the world. They're all using them because no one wants to run multiple productions. Basically, these gases that are constantly emitting from synthetic products, they're in the air. Everything has a VOC level when exposed to heat. Even when you're burning wood, there's VOCs that come out of it. But obviously in the chemicals, they don't need to be heated up. They're constantly emitting from these products. What we've been able to identify is that basically this is a stimulant. So your body has to resist it. You have to fight it, and you're unconsciously fighting it. So your central nervous system is actively preventing you from, or at least trying to prevent you from absorbing these. So it's a defense mechanism that your immune system has to defend itself while you're sleeping and while you're awake. But while you're sleeping is critical, because we want the mind and the central nervous system to be slowing down and allow for deep sleep and REM sleep. I kind of call VOCs sort of like the sleeping pill of mattresses. A sleeping pill, the way it works, if you've ever used one before, knocks you out, but you wake up feeling groggy, because it'll keep you in light sleep cycles, but it really doesn't get you in those deep sleep cycles that are so much needed. And VOCs work the same way. You may go to sleep at night, but you're not really at the deep restful sleep because your central nervous system is overactive defending against them.
Got it. That's super helpful. And definitely one of the reasons why we went with Essentia for our family, and as our family was growing, because we started in 2012, and that's in and around when I became aware of you. And so that's why I asked about that. That's an interesting factor. I also want to get into another one of the stimulants that you mentioned, which is pressure. And the reason why I asked that is because some people love sleeping on hard mattresses. Some people like sleeping on softer mattresses. I'm curious about preferences for hard versus soft, why those differences exist, and what your thoughts are with regards to the pressure being a stimulant that can disrupt sleep.
So this the question kind of reminds me of when I either consult with some athletes, but my favorite was with consulting with an owner of a team. It was interesting. It was the owner of the Montreal Canadiens, and he comes over to our showroom, and I met with him, and he goes, "Well, how do I go about choosing which mattress?" And he goes, and I said, no, we do the choosing for you. So a lot of times people think it's about comfort, what your preference is, soft, medium, firm, and whatever the mattress language is. But really it's your posture that dictates what you should be sleeping on. And the problem with the status quo in the mattress industry is they don't know how to make a soft mattress that's high density. So they make everything, so they add air anytime they want to make something softer. So by adding air, it makes it fluffier, softer feeling. They've eliminated density, replaced it with air. So a foam will feel softer, or they'll have fibers on it, which will give you that initial comfort feeling. Without the density, it's not giving you any support. So what we've actually developed is something that is high density, high elasticity, because what a soft bed is for is somebody who has a very pronounced, very curved spinal alignment and posture. And because if you imagine, if you have a very curved lower back, we need to eliminate that negative space. We need to support it. So you need to get into the mattress. If you have a very flat back, you need to almost stay on the mattress. And really, if I had to put it in comfort preferences. So if you have a flat back, you need to be on a firmer bed. If you have a curved back, you need to get on a softer bed. But it's not just about soft and firm, because if you buy the wrong soft mattress, it's not doing anything for you because it's not very supportive. So not only do we have to support that, fill up that negative space, but it's got to be filled with something dense, something with high elasticity, so that it's not putting too much pressure on your shoulders when it's cradling your lower back. Well, the way we've designed our latex is kind of if you can imagine, maybe it's my Italian background, it always reminds me of pizza dough. It's thick, it's heavy, but yet it has that elasticity to mold to your body. That's really a key part to having a proper, softer feeling bed. Is it kind of a trick? It's not really a soft bed, but it appears to be because of its elasticity. When you're on it horizontally, it really is molding and supporting both shoulders and lower back. And on an Essentia bed, you really only look at two types. One is, do I sink deeper in because I've got a very pronounced lower back to fill? Or am I keeping you closer to the surface if you have a very flat back? And that's really the differences, and the comfort is there on both of them. However, the true comfort is no pain, no pressure throughout the night. And if you're sleeping on the right surface that's really supporting that and not giving you pressure, that's going to be the full 8 hours of comfort throughout the night.
Let's take a step back and go to a 30,000 foot view of the situation that we're in right now, which is that about 25% of our population diagnosed sleeping disorder, very high levels of fatigue, burnout, and of course, mental health challenges, which are related to sleep, nutritional challenges, which are related to sleep. We know that cardiovascular disease is related to sleep. So it's very important for us. Not only that, it unlocks our learning, our cognition, our ability to solve problems, be creative, to innovate. So it's essential for us. Maybe that's why you named your company Essentia. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's very important. And yet, as a society, we really struggle to prioritize sleep. In fact, often sleep is looked at as a weakness or something that is a badge of honor that you don't need sleep or that you don't get any sleep because you're working so hard. Why do you think that is? And what do you think we can do about that to help people to prioritize sleep and to make that investment in terms of time and effort to and attention and commitment to sleeping well?
You know, it's really interesting, that mindset, and sleep is sort of like a marathon. It's not a sprint. And people are so focused on that short-term sprint in everything. And, you know, you overrun the sprint, you can never win a marathon. And that's where sleep is the long game. Somebody who is in it really aware, and I always encourage everyone to be so aware of sleep, whether you're using a tracker, and I'm not talking about daily tracking because that could be a distraction as well. But if you're overall looking at your 10 day or your 2 weeks or your 1 month, your kind of run rate, and make sure that you're in order and focus on your sleep environment. Why I say that is because then you'll start to realize that if you're getting the right sleep, you are feeling better and you're performing better. Again, it's a marathon, not a sprint. This reminds me of, at one point, I was working with Andy O'Brien, and he was consulting with Sid Crosby and the Penguins at the time. And he was talking about how he was talking to the players to try to help them understand the shift in how it is. And that shift hasn't really made it to the general public yet to understand. And it's already hard enough for somebody who's fully focused on their wellness. But you talk about the pyramid, and the pyramid was, everyone used to think that the foundation to their performance was training. And then they realized that nutrition played a part in it, and recovery and sleep was the smaller part of that pyramid. Because the reality is that that's flipped upside down. The true success comes with recovery and sleep being your most important element, followed by nutrition. And the least important part is training. But I'll tell you, it's still something that's so hard to penetrate into the general, because people just feel that when they go to the gym, they feel the pain. They're able to see it. They're able to identify it. If they're feeling the pain, they know they're doing something for their muscles. They don't realize that the best thing for those muscles are happening at night when they're recovering. But really, that's where the magic happens. So we've been trying to tell people how to flip that mindset upside down. And the only way to do it is to be aware of your sleep environment, aware of your sleep, maybe even tracking it. But sleep needs to be a priority for mental health, for physical health, for longevity, and for performance. And every high performer I know right now is no longer bragging about how they can go without sleep. So it's the uninformed that are talking about it, and hopefully we get to them so we can make them informed on how important recovery is.
What are some other tactics in addition to sleeping on a great mattress that are important from your perspective for people to practice in order to be able to fall asleep, stay asleep, and get a great night's sleep?
So everything's interconnected. And so this is where, to me, I tell people to focus on that sleep environment. So for us, we've taken care of it when it comes to the mattress and eliminating all stimulants. But then from there, it goes to lighting, not to have those stimulants of lighting, not to have the stimulants of sound. And I'm not saying no sound, no light, because there's the right type of light and there's the right type of sound. So certain sounds will help and other sounds will irritate. Then from there, we go on to routine. Routine is probably the number one biggest thing, more than light, more than sound, is routine. Again, I go back to that inner clock. If you are constantly changing your sleep routine at the time that you go to sleep every night, that inner clock can't predict, because that prediction that your mind is making of when it's time to go to sleep is a major part of having a success, being successful in your onset of sleep. However, if it's whatever that time is, if it's 10 p.m. every single night, well, your body will adjust to that. And as it's about to get to 10 p.m., your inner clock will be winding down and expect to go to sleep. It'll be easier for you to get to sleep, faster you to get to sleep, and it'll be way more effective because, again, our bodies are made to heal, but our bodies are made to perform. And the more predictable our routines are, well, the better our bodies will adapt to it.
You made an interesting statement there that our bodies are made to heal and our bodies are made to perform. And it's incredible that when we give ourselves the nutrition, sleep, exercise, and the mindset, how much that almost becomes inevitable. Am I reading that right? Am I hearing you correctly?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I was going to point on, and you just mentioned it yourself, is nutrition. I would almost tell you, if you eat for sleep, it's an interesting concept. So you wake up in the morning and you start thinking about your sleep. What do I mean by that? Is eating the right foods for a healthier day and something that will not stimulate you or overstimulate at night, overstimulate your digestive system. So choosing the right foods at the right time of day, almost focused on your sleep, will make healthier nutritional choices, while at the same time really prep you for the key to your performance, which is the rest and recovery that comes at night. And as I said, they're all interconnected. It's a 24-hour day. And basically sleep is responsible for, you know, a good third of that, right? So do it right, do it well. But whatever you do the remaining 16 hours is actually critical to also having a good night's sleep.
Yeah, it's almost like a ripple effect or something like that.
Yeah. And there's no shortcuts.
No, there really isn't. And funny you mentioned that, right? Because when we were getting ready for this segment, I mentioned to you, like, my audience is often like high performers, people that are interested in health and well-being and biohackers. I actually don't like that term because it means that there's a shortcut. Yeah. And there isn't. It's practice. It's consistency. It's doing the right things as often as you possibly can for as long as you possibly can. And those aggregates build up over time to get you in the place where you're able to do what you want to do, which leads me to my last question as we begin to wrap things up, because I know that you're super busy, is all around, like, what are you doing right now? Like, what's your challenge? What are you trying to overcome? What practices are you trying to install? Like, people want to know about you as well, because we know that you're into wellness. We know you've got a great business and this is your life. So if this is your life, I'm sure that you're still struggling with it because it's an ongoing practice. What are you working on? Like, what's top of mind for you right now?
Well, for me, what's top of mind for me on a personal level is how do I make time for me? I do struggle with it, and it is a big challenge. I'm a competitive person, and you've usually been able to take care of myself in the context of a competition. So, you know, when a friend challenged me to a triathlon, I was fully dedicated to sleep and training for my triathlon. However, most of my daily life is Essentia. and so, what, you know, right now I've been, as soon as I take on certain types of work. So for example, right now we're working on a new formula and I've been working on it for about a year, and we've gained so much momentum on it. And I get so entrenched into that development stage that my wellness always gets put on the side. And it's a problem. It's a problem that I have, and I know better. And that's why I know it's a struggle for everyone, because, you know, listen, I lecture on sleep. I know the importance of sleep, but yet something pops into my mind, my laptop opens, and I start writing notes for my lab day the next day. So I do struggle with that, keeping that commitment to nutrition, keeping that commitment of balance, but I pull myself back. I pull myself back when I realize I've gone too far deep into that. I say, hey, it's, you know, because I also know better that when I'm properly balanced with proper nutrition, proper sleep, I actually think better. I think I see the paths and the solutions a lot sooner than when I'm exhausted. But it is difficult because I am a super motivated and to always be out doing what we do. We have a real clear mission here to help people sleep, and we do it in everything we do, whether it be in our philanthropic, you know, we give these performing beds to shelters, women's shelters. And we're just so proud of everything we do focus on along sleep, because we know that we help people's lives get better if we're really surrounding them properly. So my personal struggle is not to put in all Essentia time and put in me time, because it's actually helpful for my family as well. I have way more energy when I'm well-balanced and rested for my boys and friends and family, right?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, like, when we take care of ourselves, how much easier it is to take care of other people, and how much better every aspect of our lives gets, which is, you know, and obviously sleep is a massive part of that. So thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us. I really appreciate you bringing our attention back to sleep. We haven't done a podcast episode on sleep in quite some time, so bringing our attention back to this is amazing. If people want to learn more about you and Essentia, where can they go to find out a little bit more?
If they go on myessentia.com, we have tons of articles. Our testing that we did with pro athletes is on there, all of our stimulants. So there's a lot of articles, and go on there to learn. Obviously, if you want an Essentia, that's what we're here for. But, you know, just go there to get yourself in the right mindset of how important sleep is.
Amazing. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Hopefully we can hang out in Florida sometime and keep this message going, but really appreciate it, because sleep is a massive part of my mission as well. So I'm honored to have you here and to share your information. Jack, thank you so much for showing up with us.
Thank you very much. And yes, give me a shout when you're here in Florida or when I'm in Montreal. I'm always in both cities, but look forward to connecting again.
Right on. And the Montreal Canadiens are my team, so we'll have to work on that as well. Anyway, thanks, nice. Jack.
All right. See you.
All right, everyone. Hope that you enjoyed that podcast. I certainly did. Jack's awesome and super thrilled that we were able to have that conversation. If you want to track your own sleep, please consider checking out Vivio, our health and performance app. It's available on the App Store, and it tracks your sleep, if you have an Apple Watch, as accurately as any other wearable device app out there on the market. We're super proud of it. It is working phenomenally well right now, and we are pumped to have that out in the world. So if you want to check that out, it's at viiv.io, Vivio, and we'd be thrilled to have you as part of that. Also, if you want to get my new weekly newsletter, it goes out every Friday afternoon, and you can check that out at drgregwells.com/newsletter. Super simple. And in that, we provide you with tools, tactics, strategies, and techniques to improve your sleep, nutrition, exercise, and mindset. Every single week, we keep it super tight, super simple, super focused, but we're just trying to make a big difference and get you awesome information every single week that can make a difference in your life. So if you can check that out, that'd be awesome. All right, everyone, have a great week. Really appreciate you being here and being part of this community. Hope that conversation with Jack was helpful, and we'll see you next week.